'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it scarcely worth his while to waste much time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good folks? Come on, who'll start the bidding for me? £1, £1, who'll make it two? £2, and who'll make it three? £3 once, £3 twice. It's going, but no." For from the back of the room, a grey-haired man came forward and picked up the bow. And brushing the dust from that old violin and tightening up all of its strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as an angel sings. The music ceased. The auctioneer said in a voice that was quiet and low, "What am I bid for this fine violin?" And he held it up with its bow. £1,000, who'll make it two? £2,000, who'll make it three? £3,000 once, £3,000 twice, it's gone. "It's sold," said he. Well, the people cheered, but the foolish crowd, they couldn't quite understand. "What change is worth?" And the man replied, "'Twas the touch of the master's hand." And many's a person with life out of tune and battered and scarred by sin is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A toss of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and the carry-on. They're going once, they're going twice, they're gone and almost gone. And still, somehow, the foolish crowd can never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that's wrought by the touch of the master's hand.